Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Mem Beis, 142, as we continue in Perek Mishameis. And yesterday the Gemara brought up the sugya of Makne Dover Shalom Olam, and specifically Mizake Leubar, because the Mishnah that we had on Friday on daf Kuf Mem Beis spoke about that if somebody says, if my wife has a son, then I'll give them a mana. If my wife has a nekeva, matayim. If my wife has one or the other, then I'll give him one or the other. We spoke all about that. Then we spoke about tumtum. So it seems like that the person is giving that property to the Vlad upon the Vlad's birth. So isn't that a hakna to a davar shel bala olam? So the Gemara yesterday tried to figure out who is the opinion of our Mishnah that says this is possible, that a mezakeh l'ubar is kana, somebody who is tries to be mezakeh and give something to an unborn fetus, that is going to work. So the Gemara said maybe that's the shita of Rebeir. We said no, even Rebeir holds the makna davar shel bala olam says it's only you are makna a davar shel bala olam, but to a davar habala olam, meaning the person has to be there. Like if a woman is there but she's not Jewish yet, I'm married to you, almanas, that's when you convert. So your bala olam is just, you know, something else that is labal olam, the situation, so therefore that can work. But if the person is not here yet, the baby is not born yet, then even Rebbe Meir would agree. So can't be Rebbe Meir. Maybe it's Rebbe Yossi, then we say maybe Rebbe Yossi is different because he's specifically by Yerusha. Then we'll start from the 10 lines up, because that's where you said he got up to. Vilei Malei, we'll run through this. Vilei Malei Rebbe Yochanan ben Brokahi, Kuf ben Malaf ben Beis. Maybe it's the Shita of Rebbe Yochanan ben Broka, who said on Daf Kuf Lamed, back in the previous parak, the Amar Loshna, Yerusha of Loshna Matana. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka say that Amisha Ro'i Liyarsho, you could switch around the Yerusha, and doesn't that even include an Ubar? Ditznan, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Amar Amisha Ro'i Liyarsho, Dvarav Kayamin. Isn't Ro'i Liyarsho anyone, even an Uber? So the Gemara answers, no, don't go that far. Even the Shamas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, lo davar sheyesh nam ba'olam, lo davar sheyena ba'olam miyamar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says you can switch around the laws of Yerusha to a Ro'i Liyarsho, but that's only for someone who was born, not for somebody who was not born. V'lem alei Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka v'lov hi v'sav alak Rabbi Yossi. Why not? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says you can be v'zaka for an Umbar. So miyamar de savala, who says? We don't have any source for that. V'lem alei. Next suggestion. Maybe we're misunderstanding the whole Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah does not mean that you're giving the money to the Ubar, but maybe it means you're giving it to the one who announces and lets you know. Right? Call Mavasar, Mavasar V'Yomer. Right? Mavasreini. Maybe it's the one that whoever tells me that my wife had a boy, right? Maybe this is relates to the sugya of women in the birthing room. Right, so I don't know if, I mean, husband's in the birthing room, women's in the birthing room for sure. Hopefully she made it there. But a husband in the birthing room, the halachas, but here, maybe it's the one that's announced to him. And that's what he's saying, I'll give a mana to him if he tells me a boy, and I'll give a time to him if he tells me a girl. See, hachi, if that's true, but then it's not parallel. Diktari seifa, v'im ein sham yorish elahu yorish akol. Remember the seifa said, if the tumtum is the only yorish, he's going to get it. Imavasreini yorish ma'evavitei. But we're not talking about the yorish in the Mishnah. We're talking about the mevaser. So how would the seifa be an exception to the resha? So that didn't work. So v'leimalei, next try. V'leimalei bishayalda. Maybe the Mishnah, even though it sounds like it's talking about the future, it's talking about the past. My wife had a baby already, but I don't know what she had. I heard that she had a baby, but I didn't know what she had. So let's say I'll give 100 if it's a zachar and 200 if it's a nekeva. So this is not trying to get one. So it's not like the Mishnah Maseches Brachas where it says, if my wife, you know, davening for one of the genders, if my wife's already pregnant. Right? The Gemara says, in maskir and maisa nisim, even though Miriam did it and switched Dina with Yosef, but still, it's not what we usually do. So here we're not talking about that. Here we're talking about where the wife already had the baby, and you're saying, depending on what she had, I'm going to give a certain amount of staka. I just don't know. So let's say maybe she already had the baby. It's in the past. So the Gemara says, no, ihachi diktani seifa. V'im amar komash etele ishti yitol hareze yitol. Where the seifa says, whatever my wife has, she will take. Kol shetele, kol sheyolda mi boile. It should be whatever my wife had already. So again, many times the Gemara says, okay, chazir machzira. But the Gemara would rather not say that if it doesn't have to. So therefore, the Gemara rejects that. Again, it can't be past tense. Next try. Velemale, today's daf on top, da omar likishetelid. Maybe what the Mishnah means is that the kinyan should only work in the future. Likishetelid. When my wife has the baby, that's when the Uber could get it. So that's the kinyan is not now. The kinyan is not now, right? It's like, you know, you have sometimes mehayom something where it's really in the future, it's going to go backwards, but here's the opposite. Here it's, I want to give it to my son, Likishadelid, when he gives birth. So I'm making it al tanai. I'm making it only to kick in later. So does that work? Are you allowed to give something? Are you allowed to be makne to a davar shelo ba'olam that's not here now if you say Likishadelid? So is that going to work? Right? So that is the, suggestion of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Rav Huna l'taymei. Maybe this is going according to Rav Huna's reasoning. Rav Huna, who said, this was before we started today, Rav Huna said on yesterday's daf, Eini yodeya mishana. I can't figure out who the author of the Mishnah is. So why didn't he say l'kishateleid? The answer is because Rav Huna says that kishateleid doesn't work. That's why Rav Huna left it as an unanswered question. Rav Huna l'taymei, d'amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna is the one that says, even if somebody says likish etelid, it does not work. Damar Rav Nachman, because you see the machlokas. Hamazake l'uber lokana, likish etelid kana. Rav Nachman makes the chelak. Rav Nachman said it does not work normally if you just mazake l'uber because it is a davar shelo ba la'olam. But if you say likish etelid, it does work. For Rav Huna amar, av likish etelid lokana. So you see, Rav Huna says no. Even kish etelid will not work. So that is the machlokas, and that's why Rav Huna had the problem. For Rav Sheshi Samar, he had the other shita. Even if you don't say Likishetelid, Rav Sheshi says it does work, so Rav Sheshi would not have the problem in our Mishnah. Three-way machlokas. Couple of important points here. Number one is the Ksos. The Ksos is in Reish Nun, brings up this Gemara, and says, you know what you see from this Gemara? What it sounds like? Even if you say Likishetelid, what kind of person are we talking about here? Pashas, we're talking about a Shchimira case, like all the cases. Sometimes the Rashbam says we're talking about either. But we're for sure talking about a Shchimira case. So if you say Likishetelid, L'chora, the Maknet is not around anymore. We're talking about a Shchimira that's going to give it in a month. See, he's not around anymore. And yet the Kenyan works, theoretically. The only problem is Mezaka L'Ubar. But without the Mezaka L'Ubar element, that's not the reason why some of the Shitas here say Lokana. The reason is because Mezaka L'Ubar. But without that problem, the Makne is allowed to have died already in order for the Kenyan to work. Says the Ksos, that's a Chiddush, and that is a Machlokas Rishonim. But that's what you see from this Gemara, that even though the Makne is not around anymore, it's going to work. How does it work? How does it work if it's L'Kishetelet? How does that work? So he says, this is a smach and a riot. It's what we mentioned, I think, one day last week. The shita of the tour and Tosfos and the Rosh, that Kinyan Shchiv Meira works somehow l'mafreya. It works l'mafreya, the language of the tour. Beinim kasav o amar nechasai l'ploni kone l'kishayamus l'mafreya mishas nesina afilu below Kinyan. That was the language of the tour, if you remember, at the beginning of Siman Reish Nun, and the Beis Yosef just says, I don't understand this, period. What do you mean it's l'mafreya? Shchimira? What do you mean it works l'mafreya? No, the issue is the divrei shchimira kichsuvenichu misurin damu, the special kinyan shlotitarev daito. So that works at that time. Doesn't work l'mafreya. Why should it work l'mafreya? So it says the ksos. No, it works l'mafreya based on other gemaras, but it works l'mafreya because of one of the sources is this gemara. Because how can something work totally if he's not around anymore? So it works even after he died. We know how that works because it is somewhat l'mafreya. At that point, you say it works backwards. Okay, you don't say it works right now because right now is lo ba la'olam. But at that point, it works backwards. The nafkamina shem ki mesura l'mafreya she yizku bahen yorshi ha-makabel afilu misa makabel b'chaye nosein. Even if he says either way, whichever one dies, but you don't need the makna there. He says it could be that other rishonim are against this, but this is what he thinks at least is the basis for some rishonim. He thinks the machlokes and the rush, and the rush, fine. That is point number one. Point number two, the shita of the Rav Nachman. So l'kishateled kana. How does l'kishateled solve the problem exactly? It's going to work then, but isn't it already a lo bala olam? So the Rashbam has an important lashon. The Rashbam says, in about the eighth skinny line, the Rashbam says, Af bishabol yachol deina the makna davar shalabal haolam hacha gabi ubar modi the chashivle kishe yeshno baolam. If somebody says the kishe teleit is as if it's as if the vlad is bala olam. Why? The gaman chasim shenosin lo harihim baolam ela shetzarich lesakin l'shono v'lomer nechasei lahay ubar l'kishe teleit de'ozroi liknos l'gamrei. Says the Rashbam. In Ubar, a fetus is really Bala Olam. But there's a problem. He can't make a kinyan. He's not here to make a kinyan. That's the problem with an Ubar. He's really Ki'ilu Bala Olam. But he can't make a kinyan. So how do you get out of that problem? You're Misakein Lashono. So says the Rashbam, he didn't even say Lakisha Teleit. But you say this is what he meant to say. This is how we interpret his words. And therefore, it gets out of the kinyan problem. Really, it's Bala Olam. If it's a real low Bala Olam, maybe if the wife's not pregnant yet, so that kishe teleit can't work. If that's if the wife's not pregnant yet, but if she is pregnant, so says the Rashbam, we're misakin lashono, and we say it works. That is the that's the Rashbam. Ask Rabbi Chanan on the Rashbam. It's only a kinyan problem. If it's a kinyan problem, then if there is a problem, b'shas you're doing the kinyan, how is that problem solved later on? Usually we say if you try to be makna something and it doesn't work at the time, it's not going to work a month later when that kinyan, when that the problem is solved. Ask the Rabbi Chanan, Kasha, to become Ako, Kiva to Lomahani, Haitaima, Sheha Uber Yiskela Alter, Imkin Hechi Mahani Lukesha Teleit. How does it work later? Mi Gamidi Dahashta Lochayo Obasar Zimne Chayo? Do you ever have a case where something is not chal immediately and it works later on? Why is this different than Mekadesh Eishes Ish La'achar Shetisgaresh? I give a married woman a ring and I say, after you're divorced, I have Mekadesh Eishes Lee, Mazel Tov. Right? So that doesn't work. Delo Mahani. Afsho Isha Ba'olam. Why doesn't it work the second that she's divorced? Boom, it's going to be chal. Doesn't work. Right? El She'ena Ru'i L'Skadesh Achshav. Hachanami. Duber is not right to be Konan now. Sorry?
It's
do you do Zachin? But the problem here is that Zachin, you can't, there's an inherent problem here, no? This fetus cannot be Kona, just like the woman cannot be married. So even when the problem is removed later on, how does the Kinyan kick in? Answers of Achanan, that's two different types of cases. Here, the problem is removed by itself. It's removed me'eleha. That's different than the husband divorcing the wife. V'shema yishlomar, deleida lo chashiv mechusar maisa, v'havi kamo zman d'memela ka'asi. Birth is something that naturally occurs. It's going to happen. You don't have to do anything. It's b'yad shemayim. Ela d'memekadesh eishas ish l'achar sheyam. He says that's the difference between divorce and birth. But then he leaves it as a tzarech iyun. But what about the same thing applies if her husband dies? That's also biyat shemayim, right? So what's the difference then between birth and death of the husband? He doesn't answer that. But I think what one can answer, no, there's also you could just go a step further. Birth is a natural event that you could foresee. And you can know when it's going to happen, generally, the general time period. And that could be, it's not just memela ka'asi, but you can already forecast it's happening. Misa. Misa of the husband, if, you don't know. Obviously, it's Yad Hashem, but you don't know when. So that might be less. Might be able to use that less than we could use by birth or even by death versus divorce. But death also a birth versus divorce, and also birth versus even a case of death, even though they are both biyad Hashem. One final point that is brought up here by the Tosfos Rid and by the Ritva, and that is. There is the Ritva here says, we are clearly only talking about a baby fetus that is after 40 days from fertilization. The Ritva just says it clearly, it can't be. It can't be more than 40 days earlier because before 40 days, the fetus is considered Maya Ba'alma. So the Maya Ba'alma doesn't have the halach of a fetus. Usually, again, women don't know they're pregnant so early, but theoretically, if we knew that the fetus was earlier than 40 days old, so that would not have any halachic status, says the Ritva, and therefore this homozake le'ubar would not work. The Sefer Ha'itur and the Tosfos Rid said beferish against it, even before 40 days. Before 40 days it would work. Lo amar Rav Nachman Hassam ela aval ha'ubar. This is the lashon of the Tosfos Rid. Aval ha'ubar kfar notzar v'nivra. Once the ubar is already formed and created. So the Befarshim assume that means immediately. Aval uber kvar notzer v'nivra v'dami l'peiros dekel shechantu v'yadayin lo nigmaru. It's as if you're being makna somebody fruit that are not ripe yet. They're there, but they're not ripe. Let's say you look at a unborn fetus. Da aliba da kuleyama yachalamokram. Aval miyu kozman shlo yatsal ubar lo avira olam eno bar kinyan. Like the Rashbam says, he's there. You just can't be kamakana to him. That's why l'kshateleid is going to work. So there's a big 3-page footnote here in the Tosfos Reed that talks about this. How could the Bala Itur say that even before 40 days, in every other halachic context, you know, it's considered maya ba'alma regarding halachas of, I don't know, there is more flexibility in terms of abortion. Let's say if a mother's, there's certain issues that come up. Chil Shabbos, the Ramban holds, and we hold that even before 40 days, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Why? It's nothing. It's maya ba'alma. But the svara, one of the svaras of Chil Shabbos applies. Which svara is that? Chalal Shabbos achas k'deshis v'shabbos osharbe. Doesn't matter if this baby's not a nefesh yet. The svar of Chalal Shabbos achas still applies, the Gemara in Yuma, and therefore it can even be Mechal Shabbos for an unborn fetus, maybe before 40 days. But we know there are various halachas that apply before 40 days. But according to this halacha, it's still considered an unborn fruit, and it's enough to be considered Bala Olam. It's not a stira. You can say it's considered Bala Olam, but it's not considered a halachic nefesh until even a partial nefesh. It's not a full nefesh until it's born. But it's not even a halach, a partial nefesh after 40 days. And 40, we know, comes up many times in halacha, the concept of 40 being a unit of time. Obviously, 40 days and 40 nights was the rain, and Moshe Rabbeinu was for 40 days, and they were in the Midbar for 40 years, and... Sorry, Chachma at 40. Last week we had Rabbi Hananel of Chachma times at 40. So again, 40 is a... Leida is 40 and 80. Again, 40 is a unit of time. There's many special numbers in Yadus. 7 is a special number. 40 is a special number. So special qualities of a 40. I guess if you go through Echan Miyodeya, you know, there are 13 special numbers in Yadus, but really special that come up. Okay, one of the questions we always ask in the Haggadah Shir, we asked a couple of years ago, that every one of those, you look at it, something unique about Yadus. What about Tesh? Tisha Yarchi Leida. Isn't that something natural? That's something unique to Judaism. Right, you think, three, the Avos, the Imos, Mishnah, Chumash, Shabbos, Mila, they're all the Midos of Hashem, the Shvatim, Aseres HaDibros, right? Tisha Yarchi Leida, right? That's that way. You couldn't find the 9, right? Maybe that's the real answer, yeah. Maybe we know 9 more accurately. Okay, Taras Hilchas Taras Mishpacha. But also, I remember the Shemana Tov pointed out, shouldn't it be Tisha Yarchi Ibur, not Tisha Yarchi Leida? She's giving birth for 9 months? That's a long labor. Right? Tisha Yarchei Leida. Tisha Yarchei Ibur. Ibur. So, we mentioned in the past various answers given. Maybe the point is that, yes, even the natural events in a Jew's life become religious. Right? Nothing is just happens. This is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we put it into a context. And everything is looked at from the moment, and also a Jew, from the moment of pregnancy, they're davening about the birth. They're davening about the birth, they're hoping for the birth, it's all focused. So that's what we spoke a little bit about, I think it was 2 years ago, in one of the Haggadah this year. But you see, numbers are special. See, we spoke about the number 40. Good. Let us continue. So, we have Machlokas, 3-way Machlokas, Rav Huna, and Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna says, you can never be mezaka to an ubar, period, even with kishateleid. Rav Nachman says, you split it if you can. And Rav Huna says, it can never work. Rav Sheshes, I'm Rav Sheshes, you know, I mean a lot. How does Rav Sheshes know it works? What's his source for saying that it works? So, the Tanya, because the Brisa says, ger shemes, ubizbizu yisol nechasa, a ger, a convert that died, meaning no relatives, halachically, ubizro, zorachasav, and Jews came and started taking his property, visham oshiesh lo ben, and they heard during this process, they're walking out of his house with his chairs and with his piano, and all of a sudden they hear that, oh, didn't you hear? He has a long lost son that's coming in from out of town. Osha haisa ishtumu beres, or you hear that his wife is pregnant, chayavin lahachsi, you gotta give everything back. You have to give everything back, right? It's a geneva, right? This is Yerusha. The baby, the ben, or the ishtamu beres, right? The potential baby, they come first, and therefore you have to give back the money or the property. Hechziro hakol. What happens if you gave it back? The achar kach shamu shemes beno. They gave it back, and then they hear, oh, his son died. Oh, she hipila ishto. Or they hear that his wife had a miscarriage. The hechzik bishnia kana brishon alokana. Then you get the first kinyan didn't work still, because at that time there was a baby and there was a fetus, and the kinyan didn't work, that kinyan, and therefore only the person who's machzik it now will pick it up.
But they have to leave something for mezonos, or so.
Sorry?
They have to leave mezonos.
I get mezonos for the wife. Yeah, leave mezonos for the wife. V'yislak atayitach uber lokana, lamulach zugi b'shnia. But if we say that an uber is not kone, so why did the people have to be machzik it a second time? Even if they hear that the wife was pregnant, right, the mezakal uber would not work. So therefore, why would they have to pick it up a second time? Even the first one should be enough. Ha'ach zuki luchad zimna. They were machzik it already once. So why would they have to pick it up again? Answers the Gemara, two answers. Amar Abaya, number one. Yerusha haba meila shayni. Like the line we had yesterday. Yerusha is different. Even if you can't be mezakeh to the ubar, but Yerusha is different. Yerusha is stronger, it's more natural, it's easier. It's easier to get Yerusha than it is to get a kinyan. And therefore, you could get an ubar Yerusha, and that's why it didn't work. Number one. Or number two, Rava. And this that relates to just an idea that we mentioned all the way back at the beginning of Yesh Nochlin on Daf Kuf Ches, where we spoke about Yerusha itself, the mitzvah of Yerusha. Now, how many mitzvahs do you do? How many mitzvahs does a person do as they or after they die? Is Yerusha, is that really a kinyan from the person? Or is that a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of for me, so to speak, after a person dies? So this line might have to do with it. Yerusha haba'am ela shayni. Haba'am Yerusha comes by eleha. Is there a manchil? We call it a manchil. But really, lamdis, is there a manchil by Yerusha, or is it just from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right, it's similar, not exactly the same, but a similar question could be asked in the first parak of Kiddushin. The Gemara talks about when a man dies, does he set his wife free in terms of marriage, just like if he would give a get? Or is it automatic idea Kodesh Baruch Hu? Meaning, let's say there wasn't death. Let's say Eliyahu Anavi. He goes up to Shemayim. The Gemara talks about, right? Eishes Eliyahu. He didn't die, but he's not around anymore. Right? So is that, is there a matir by Misa Sabal or not? So here too, how does Yerusha work? So this line sounds like it is automatic. And that's why it could go straight to the Ubar. Rava Amar, or Rava says, Shaini Hasam, a different shot, Dirifuye Marfion Biadayu Meikara. Now here is different, because the Kinyan Chazaka that they did was weak when they did it. Meaning when they heard about the Kinyan, they were a joke because they knew the wife was pregnant. So therefore, they didn't have full da'as when they did the kinyan. It was all a suffix. It was a loose, weak kinyan chazaka. We spoke earlier in this masechta about the importance and the unique qualities of kinyan chazaka, how da'as plays a major role in the chazaka. Meaning, right, it's not just a hagbah, meshicha. Da'as plays a role in every kinyan. But it's not just about the objective act that you're doing, because there could be many forms of chazaka. Right, we spoke about putting your fruit out to dry, digging a hole, putting up a fence. Chazaka takes out a lot of different forms. So here, doing the chazaka with I'm not sure if this is working, so that's why, really, if they did it well, they would do, it would work. But, because there was no zechia l'ubar. But here, the kinyan chazaka was flawed at the beginning, and that's why it didn't work. My ben now, what's the difference between these two answers? Whether it's because Yerusha works for zechia l'ubar, or here the kinyan chazaka was done improperly. Ikibinayu, sheshamu bo shemes velomes, v'yachagach mes. They heard that the baby had died, the son had died, and he hadn't died. And then he died afterwards. So if you say, it's Yerusha haba'a me'eleha, it's Yerusha me'eleha, so then the kid got it. He got the Yerusha, because he only died afterwards. So according to that kinyan, you would have to do a kinyan chazaka a second time. But according to the one who said that the chazaka was not done properly, here the chazaka was done, because they thought he died already. So the chazaka was done in a strong fashion, and therefore that first kinyan chazaka would work. They wouldn't have to be machzigit a second time. Another point from Rabbi Chanan here, on this Gemara. Rabbi Chanan asks, in Chilek Beis, in Simen Yud Beis, He says, so this is the sugya of Ein Zachiyah Le'ubar. So he says, why is it, Im Nolad Achar Kach Ben, the original case of the Brisa, that if they hear Shehaisa Ishtamu Beres, they have to give it back? Why do they have to give it back? If you say, Mizak, we're saying, according to this, oh, Kinyi Chazaka, not sure, but he says, Im Nolad Achar Kach Ben, Hu motzi min azochim v'hu davar tamua. Tevada eno zochel l'mafreya ela mikaru l'haba. Kiven da'ad achshav lo haya bar zechia. As we said, even according to the ones that say it works, it's only l'kishateleg. So how does it work that the ubar would be zocha? So you're saying, you're talking about Rav Sheshes here. We're talking about Rav Sheshes, but even Rav Sheshes, is the ubar zocha it today? Does he own it today, the ubar? Is it like a son that owns it today? When Rav Sheshes says, even without saying Lekisha Teled, Kana, so when does that kinyan take place? He asked Rabbi Chanan, is it possible to say that it takes place in utero? He owns it now? We have other areas where there is an effect immediately. For example, it was brought up yesterday, right? I think it was brought up yesterday, the case of, actually it's going to be brought up also, not it was brought up yesterday, by Yibam, right? The case where a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, the Kohen dies, and the Bas Yisrael is pregnant. So she's not allowed to eat Shruma. Or Avadim, her Avadim, right, it's a question whether they can eat Shruma. Why can't she eat Shruma? Because of this Uber. So the Uber has a status today. But here asks Rabbi Chanan, can you say the Kenyan happens right now? So says Rabbi Chanan, for Yerusha, it wouldn't be able to happen now. But you know what? There's the second element, and that's Kam Tachtav, that the son takes the place of the father. And that could even take place before birth. That could even take place now. Even if Yerusha can't, because Yerusha is a real Kenyan, but Kantachtav, stepping into the place of the father, can take place even earlier, as we spoke about a number of times. He says, the Dafka b'ben hadin kain shu kamtachas aviv, v'hari ki'ilu aviv chai, u'bevadai shemes yakum l'tchia yikach hazachasav, abikol makom shimsoim. Let's say there was chiyas amesim today. So he's taking his nechasim back. Because he's back. So the son is in the place of the father. Avo b'shar yarshim, he says, other yarshim you wouldn't say this by. Only by a son. Because of this special din of kam tachtav. She'en nechshavim kamo amorish ba'atma lehem zochim b'nechsi amorish efter the v'yagabne einon yecholun lahotzi anachasim miyad azochim tesu lav nechsei demorish heim. The reason it works here and the reason why certain laws are broken is because this isn't regular dine Yerusha that works through mishmush that it goes to the yoresh, but it is the second element that we spoke about again at the beginning of Perek Yishnochlin of kam tachtav, and that is the son taking the place of the father. That's why we spoke about by Eved Ivri, and that's why maybe Ha'anaka to an Eved, various halachas that go by Kam Tachtav and don't go by regular Dine Yerusha. Okay? Rebbe Chanan.
So Rav
Sheshes is saying they both could work even without having Kishatele, because he would say a Kam Tachtav, yeah, because of Tam Tachtav. Okay, Tashma. Still trying to figure out whether an Ubar is Zocha or not. Tashma, says the Mishnah in Nida. Tino ben Yom Echad, a baby boy 1 day old. Nochel can inherit. Umanchil and can be manchil. Could, Rahman al-Aslan, if the baby 1 day old dies, he is manchil to the people who yarshin him. So we were mendaik. Ben Yom Echad in Ubar lo. Doesn't this Mishnah say that only if a person is 1 day old, can they be nochel manchil, but an uber cannot? So Rav says no. Ha'amar of Sheshes nochel b'nechse ha'im manchil achim av. No, all this Mishnah is teaching me. Why does it say ben yom echad? Not to be medayik that an uber can never be zocha, but it's to be medayik this halacha that if a baby is yarshining his mother, if a baby is yarshining his mother died, and the mother died, let's say in childbirth. So the mother had the baby, and then the mother died. So the baby yarshins the mother, and then the baby dies. So the nechasim that he just yarshin from the mother go to his brothers. But if the baby had died first, and then the mother, so then it would go to the husband. It wouldn't go to the brothers. That's the chiddush, that you need to be 1 day old in order for it to go to the brothers. La'achim in ha'av. V'davka ben yom echad, only 1 day old. Aval uber lo, my time of why? Dehu mayis bereisha. Why? Because if it was he was an uber, You know what we would assume? That the Uber dies first. The Uber dies first. The Ena ben Yorishes Imo bekever lahanchal achem and ab. It's only one day old. But if the baby would not have been born yet, our assumption is that the fetus dies before the mother, and therefore he wouldn't be able to give it to his brothers. So again, me'ikar adin, maybe an Uber is Kona. This is Mishnah is not a right that an Uber is not Kona. But the Chiddush of this Mishnah by saying one day old is that if the Uber was not born yet, we assume that the Uber died before the mother, and therefore the husband's going to Yarshin, and not the brothers of the Uber from the Av. Finishing up, one second, Lamebra, to whom I is Bereshah, is this to say that whenever you have this type of case, Rachman al-Islan, that the baby dies before the mother, Vahavi Uvda, wasn't there a certain case, Upirkis, Tlase Perkuse, and the baby shook around a few times after the mother had died? So Amar Mabaravashi, Midi Dahavi Azadav Halta, Hashem of Harkesses. No, it's like a lizard's tail. You know, sometimes like in growing up when we did biology and we cut an earthworm, right? So the earthworm, you know, it shakes around afterwards after you cut off the tail. That's not life. That's not life, right? So that's it's a reaction. It's a reaction. It's like something shakes around even after it's dead. But that's not called life. Really, the baby dies before the mother. So that is all one answer, how to get out of the Mishnah in Nida. Aren't we medayik that an Uber cannot? No. Don't be medayik such a diuk. Actually, Tosfos here makes a chilik on the top Tosfos. Maybe there's a difference between when a person is dying bidei Adam and bidei Shemayim. The Hainu Taima, the top Tosfos, Kedamar Perakama de Erechin. It says in the first Perak in Erechin, Da Aidi de Zutra Chiyusei, Aili le tifcha de malachamaves umechatcha le simanim. Since the baby is only a little bit alive, the mother is fully alive, so the malachamaves goes to him first. Malachamaves goes to the baby first, it takes care of the baby, and then takes care of the mother. Aye. Doesn't it say, v'hadamar perak behema makashe, hashokar behema umatzaba ben tisha chai v'chulu? Isn't there a sugya called ben pakua? We'll get to that. Ben Pekua means if you shecht an animal, and then you open up the animal, and you see there's a baby in there. See, there's a baby in there. So the halacha is that baby does not need shechita. You can just take a bite out of the baby. Take a bite out of the baby cow. The calf. Why? Because it was nitar by the shechita of the mother. There's a dindra rabbanan, that if the baby gets up and starts walking around, you know, maris ayin, you should shecht the baby. But man, it's only dirabbanan. Make me eat so you don't need that. So what do you mean? I thought the baby dies first. So, one can answer, don't compare animals and people. Tosfos doesn't give that answer. But Tosfos answers, Hainu davka kishe shachta, o harga, she'az hi mesa tchila. If you're killing the animal, if you're killing from the outside, then obviously it's not the malachamav. Actually, that's a good philosophical question. Right? Is that there? But it's an outside force, so that's why the mother could die before the baby. But if it is both happening from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's from Bidei Shamayim, so that's when it would happen, right? So that's the difference between Misa Bidei Adam and Misa Bidei Shamayim, so to speak. This chilah comes up also by Choleh. By Choleh. If you remember, back in Baba Kama, this might have been the last time we spoke about this, in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Hei, remember there the Gemara says, Virapo Yerape. Right, we have a pasuk in the Torah to teach me that there's a mitzvah for the doctor to heal. Ask Tosfos there. What do you need the double lashon for? Just one rapo. What do you mean rapo yerape? Shlomar says Tosfos. Havamina. What's my havamina? Hani mili. When are you allowed to heal? Makabi de adam. If a person inflicts injury on you, then you could say, you know, you have to heal. What's this person doing? Avo choli haba bidei shamayim, kishemirape, nirek kisoser gzeras hamelech. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making me sick. Who am I to try to get better? It's obvious HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be sick. Kamash balon tashari. That's why you need the double lashon of rape yirape. Even maka bidei shamayim, you're allowed to heal. That's Tosfos. If you look at the Eben Ezra, though, in Mishpatim, he paskins this Havamina. The Eben Ezra says that you can only try to get healed from Makos Bidei Adam. Bidei Shemayim, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What are you trying to fool around with a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who made this idea famous? The Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, where the Ramban talks about going to doctors, and many quote this Ramban as saying you can't go to doctors. Even though many, many Rishonim were doctors. None other than the Ramban himself, and the Rambam, and the Svarno. And many, many were, so, but the Ramban says, no, that just means that once the doctor is a chiyuv to heal once you go to a doctor, but who says the patient should go to the doctor in the first place? So, that's the Ramban. But if you read the Ramban closely, there's a famous, that many say that the Ramban never, Ramban never said it, the Shem B'Shem Rav Huttner, the Ramban for sure said it. Right, many, but if you look at the Ramban, Rav Avadia points this out, and other Ramban point this out, the Ramban is pretty clear that he's talking about this in a certain context. The Ramban is talking about in a context, B'yemei Nevuah, when there are bas calls going out, and everybody, there's a Navi that has Nevuah, and we could go talk to the Urim B'tumim. In that type, where there are Nisim Gluyim, so maybe then when a Kaddish Baruch Hu makes somebody sick, he's trying to send us a message. But in a time of Hester Panim, in a time of Galus, in a time of when, you know, when we don't have a Navi, then for sure you have to go to a doctor. And that's what 99% of the poskim say. Everybody, look at the Nishmat Avraham. Dr. Abraham has a whole list, the whole slew. Everybody says, of course you have to go to a doctor, Bizman Azeh. Of course you do. We're not, this is the language of the Ramban. Biyos Yisrael shleimim vehem rabim, lo yisnahi ginyonim beteva klal, lo begufam velo beartzam, lo bechlalam velo yibyachin mehem, achelo yitztarchu lerofe, ulo hishtamir bederach bidarki refuas klal. That's what the Ramban's talking about. Not on a regular, everyday basis. So therefore, there really is no raya from this Ramban. But again, this is a big discussion, but it has to do with some Rishonim or Mechalik, like Tosfos here is Mechalik, between Misa V'dei Adam, Misa V'dei Shabayim. They say that the Gra, in the later years of his life, every time he got sick, he refused to call a doctor. The Gra was the Gra. We can't bring any rayas from the Gra. So what happened when he got sick? He called the Dubna Magid. That's whenever he told his son to get sick, he called the Dubna Magid, he says, tell him to give me Musar. So whenever the Gra got sick at the end of his life, the Dubna Magid came, and the Gra says, okay, tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what I'm doing. They were in Vilna at the same time. So the Magid, so that's why the two, three times, then one time he got better, one time he didn't, but he didn't call, he believed in the Dubna Magid. He didn't believe in doctors. But that was the Gra. Can't forget Urias from the Gra. Okay, right there. Fifth line. This is the second answer now. How do we get out of the Mishnah Nida? The Mishnah Nida, if you remember, says, a baby 1 day old is no chalomanchil. Isn't that mashma that an uber is not? So first answer was that no, the only diak is to teach me that the baby in utero dies before the mother, and therefore he wouldn't be able to be no chalomanchil. Number two, mar breder of Yosef, b'shrei the Rav Amar, lomer shemim ma'id b'chelik b'chora. No, so telling you a halacha, that a baby that's 1 day old, let's say the baby is 1 day old and he has three brothers. So the father or the mother die. So this baby gets a portion of Yerusha. If the baby then dies, then all the brothers split it up equally. If the baby hadn't been born yet, so then Uber is Zoche. But he's not Memaita Chelik Bechora. Because he only gets a portion, which is then if he dies, split up equally among the brothers if he was born. If he wasn't born yet, so then the Bechor gets a double portion before he gets any say in any chelek. V'davka ben yomechad aval uber lo. An uber doesn't get any, isn't a mamayit the chelek of the Bechor. My taima, v'yol du lo amarachmana. Right, it has to be born to him. Domar mar breder of Yosef, ishrei the Rava, ben shano alachamitzas aviv, a boy that's born after his father died, he's not mamait the chelek b'chora, right? Because he has to be born at the time of the father died. My time over yodolo am rachman of a haleka, and he's not around. So that's the halacha. That's what the Mishnah Nida is teaching me. But Surah Masiyaki, that's what we said in Surah. But Papadisa Masuhaki, this is what they said in Papadisa. Similar. Amar mar breder of Yosef, ishrei the Rava, b'chor shenola lachamitzas aviv, eino nota bishnayim. A Bechor that's born after the father dies does not take Mishnayim. Just like a brother that's born after the father dies is not Memait, a Bechor that's born after the father dies is not Noto Mishnayim, Maitaima, Yakir Amrachmana, Bahalesa de Yakir. Because it says Yakir lost his Lopishnayim, he has to recognize his son to give him a double portion, and here he doesn't. Here he's not around. How do you have a Bechor that's born after the father dies? And it makes a difference because, you know, you're talking about at least two people, because we're talking two boys. So the Rashbam says, either twins, his wife is pregnant with twins when he dies, or he has a couple of wives. Maybe he left a couple of wives that were pregnant. Right, so in that case, you need at least two sons born after the father died. That's the, to have the mitzias of this case. The Hilchasaka Chol Hani Lishni Damamar, Breder of Yosef, Bishrei the Rabbah, we paskin like both of these, Surah and Pumbedisa. The Rashbam points out, but if the son is born and the father dies 10 seconds later, Is that enough yakir? The father never saw the kid. The answer is that's good enough. Why? Because of Rabbi Zeira. The halacha that sometimes all you need is a potential for a certain concept, and you don't have to actually do the concept. Rabbi Zeira says that by a carbon mincha, the source of it is that you need to be able to mix the oil and the flour together by a carbon mincha. So if there's too much flour in there in one cup, so then it's not really belilable, right? You can't mix it properly, and therefore it's going to possible the carbon. But if it is belilable, it is mixable, then even if you don't mix it, it's kosher. Because you just need color ro'i labila, ain bila ma'akeves. If it's ro'i for bila, then bila is non ma'akev, right? Just like we say by beis astarim. Alright, that by a person's going to the mikvah, so then as long as it's ro'i, they don't have to, a person doesn't have to open their mouth on the mikvah. But if there's a chatzitza in the mouth, it's a problem. Because royal bias mayim is needed. You don't actually need bias mayim. This is a big discussion of lechatchilas and bidi'eveds. Right here, as long as you have the lechatchila, it's good enough. And you don't have to actually need a bidi'eved. Is there a lechatchila? Is there a concept of lechatchila bidi'eved by all mitzvos? So the Tosfos in Maseches Nida, let's mention the Tosfos, and then maybe we will talk about it more. Rav Schechter's expansion on the Tosfos tomorrow. Tosfos in Maseches Nida discusses the concept of lechatchila b'di'eved by matirs. Says Tosfos, there can't be lechatchila b'di'eved by a matir, only by a mitzvah. There could be a better way to do a mitzvah and a worse way to do a mitzvah. And you could get the credit even if you don't do a mitzvah bishlei musa. That's fine. That's by mitzvahs. But if something's a matir, so then it's very hard to say there's lechatchilin b'di'eved by a matir. That is what Tosfos says. And therefore, Tosfos is needed of Samach Vav. He only says it by mitzvahs and not by matirs. And therefore, if there's ever a lechatchila, that kind of signifies that there's also a mitzvah element to something, not just a matir. It's the Simen Aleph in Ginas Ego, so Shachter talks about this. For example, Shechita. Is there a lechatchila to shecht all the simanim? Right, there's Rov Simanim. Shechni Rov Simanim. It's a Machlokas. We're showing him. Is there a Chalchila to shech both Simanim, both the windpipe and the food pipe of the animal? Rov is good enough of both of them. Is there a Chalchila to do all of them? So if you say it is, that reflects that Shechita is a mitzvah. Right? But if not, you can say it's a matzah, it's a Machlokas. The Ravid says, I can't believe the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. Ein lo tam. How could the Rambam count Shechita as a mitzvah? The answer is maybe there's a mitzvah element. Even though it might be a matir, also there might be a mitzvah element. Many contexts have matir elements, even mikvah. Mikvah. It's a matir for sure, but if you say there's a lechatchilas, so then there's mitzvah elements too. But again, there are many examples of this, which maybe we'll talk more about tomorrow. But now let us continue. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mazaka l'uber lo kana. L'maisa Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work. Mzakel Uber, you're not going. If you have Tomer Mishnah, say, how about our Mishnah? Hoil v'daito shel Adam, krove etzel b'nau. No. By a son is different. By a son is different. You cannot be a mzakel to an Uber for anybody else, but you can for your son. Why? Why is the son different? Okay. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So you might say, kam tachtav. Right, it says, Yerusha, kam tachtav. But it's kam tachtav. The mom's like, Mars is a son. So the Rashbam says on the sixth wide line, because you're really gomer umakni to your son, which is mashma, right, b'chol libo. Mashma from the Rashbam, the Achronim and Medayik, that it seems like according to the Rashbam, the only problem of Davar Shalobal Olam is one of Gemira's Das. But if you had full Gemira's Das, even a Lobal Olam would work. That is the Shita of the Rashbam, and that's the Shita of certain Achronim. But if you look in other Rishonim, what are you talking about? The problem of Davar Shalobal Olam is because they have nothing to be chal on. It's not a problem of Gemira's Das. So how could a son work here? Says the Ramban, says the Ritva, it's part of the Takanat Rabbanan of Shchemira, Shlotitori of Daito. What could you do? It's a rule breaker. It's a rule breaker. And therefore, this is what you have to say. Because it is Shchemira. But again, what you just mentioned, that is maybe it's a din of Kam Tachtav. That's what it means, Das Krovet Sobano. Amalei Shmuel Rav Chana Bagdata. Rav Shmuel says to Rav Chana Bagdata. The Rashbam says, what is Bagdata? Min Baghdad. Ir Shadolanba. Right? It was from Baghdad, the city that he was born from. Ubikisve Rav Shribergon, he niskaras. It's mentioned in Rav Shribergon's Ksavim. City of Baghdad. Okay. Puk Isili Beasara. So Rav Shmuel says, bring me 10 people. The Emer Lacha Ban Payu, Amzakal Uber Kana. And I'll say in front of them that Amzakal Uber is Kona. It doesn't work. Lo kana, except by a son. Except by a son, that's what we paskin. We paskin a mezakel uber lo kana, but we paskin to a son is okay, because krove eats lo bedo. A person says to his wife, I want to give my nechasim to the children that you are going to have from me. Asabri kashisha. So his son that he already has from a different wife comes over and says, Amle hu gavar mai tev ele? What about me? What about me? So Amale zilkani kachan mibra. Okay, you get like them. You get like them. Take a portion like them. So hanach vadi lokanu dakati lasnu. The sons that are unborn yet for sure get nothing because they're not here yet. Hi. But what about this son that's already born? He's obviously going to get a regular portion. But does he get an extra portion? Because what did the father just tell him? You get like these guys get. These guys aren't getting anything. But is that designation already saying that he should get an extra portion besides what he's going to get as part of his regular Rusha? Hi, this guy is Chuluk Latalia B'Bakam B'nei, or less like Chuluk Latalia B'Bakam B'nei. Is he going to get an extra portion because of what the father just said? So Rabbi Abed, Rabbi Meisha, Rabbi Yirmiya Da'amri is Cholik l'tayi b'akabenei. Yes, he gets an extra portion. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, Rabbi Yisrael Nafka Da'ami, less cholik l'tayi b'akabenei. They don't get an extra portion. Amle Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avirmiya, Hilchus HaKavas and Hilchus HaKavasayichu. Is the halacha like us, or is the halacha like you? Amale, Pshita Hilchus HaKavasayin. So, Rabbi Yirmiya says it's for sure like us. Dekashish Nebinayichu, we're older. We're older, of course it's like us. We're the seniors here. V'lav Hilchus HaKavasayichu, the Dar Tekiyatu, and you're a bunch of kids. You're youngins. You're not even 40 yet, maybe. Right? So it's, I don't know how old, but you see from that earlier Gemara that there were Amoran that were less than 40. So Amale. So the whippersnapper answers, Midi b'kashisha talya milsa, b'taima talya milsa. He says, it doesn't matter how old you are, it matters what you say. It matters the content of what you say. So, v'taima mai, so what's the tam, so what's the svara? So that we'll have to wait till tomorrow, exactly what the basis for this is. But also, what exactly is the machlokis? Do you go by age, or do you go by content? So we'll start with that Rabbi Chana tomorrow about that, and also we'll talk about Rav Shechter and Ginas Egos and Siman Aleph, l'chadchila and b'di'eved by mitzvah. So then by the time we'll get into a little bit more. Tomorrow we talk about Shemitah a little bit, and other issues that come up, Mishnah in Kiddushin, as we continue our travels through Perek Mishmeis. Okay, we'll stop here.